Pasht emor. Pasht discusses mitzvah Omer Svat Mochem Mochros HaShabos Goyim Aviachem Mesoim HaTnufo Sheva HaShaboso Istirino Istiano. Mitzvah that we're going through these days, Mitzvah we call Svias Omer, and the Pasuk says, Usfarat Mochem, you should count for yourselves. It's the addition of Lochem. So he has to emphasize, count for yourselves. And the mitzvah we know continues at Mimochras, the Pasuk in Tamimochras, Hashavas, Hashviyas, Tisbru, Chamishim Yoim, Vekraftim, Mincha, Chadosh, Hashem. You should also offer a Mincha, Chadosh. What's this Mincha, Chadosh? What's the Loshon of Chadosh? Chodosh. The Loshon of Mincha, Chadosh, the Mephorishim are already bothered by. The Chayyokah said the Siman of Matan Torah, Ki HaTorah Tzrich Lios Chadosh Eitz Olam B'chol Yoyim Ki Yikibla Me'ar Sinai. To understand this mitzvah, many times was said to understand what the mitzvah is all about. The Chinuch, famous chinuch Rabbi Yisad, that everybody is mechuyev to know. And Simon Shinvov from chinuch, the chinuch is masbir, the time of the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer. Mitzvah is sure she had mitzvah, mitzvah of pshat, says the minchas chinuch, the chinuch, the shekolikun she Yisrael, ainu ala toira. The kolikun she Yisrael, north is only toira. And the whole world, the entire universe, and all the galaxies and everything we see and we don't see. Nivru Shomayim Ve'Oretz V'Yisrael. K'moshe Kosim Le'Brisi Yom V'Layla. V'Hi Ha'Iker V'Hasiba Shenigalu V'Yotzu V'Mitzrayim. And that's the reason we went out from Mitzrayim. The reason only we went out, the purpose of going out, was not to become free slaves. The purpose was the final climax to the Yitzias Mitzrayim, was Tavdum Li Al Ha'or Hazeh, was the Kabbalah HaTorah, as he brings from the Pesukim. Zog Te'en Adichi Yilachinuch. When they came, we're skipping a little bit, because I have seen in Tzorek, he ikun, it's called ikun shel Yisrael. That's the ikun from all of Klal Yisrael, of Avur and Nigalu, of all of Chol Agdula, Shol Eileo, Nitzavinu, Limno, Yisri Mocho, Yisri Jontem, Shol Pesach. Adjoin, Yisina Tatoira, Laharois, Bin Afshenu, HaChefetz, HaGodoy, El Hayoin, HaNichpod, HaNichsof, Limbein. To show in our own heart, in our own nefesh, to show in ourselves the chayfet hagadol, the tremendous, tremendous chayfets. Wow! Shavuos is coming. Shavuos is now 2 weeks, 3 weeks away, Rabbi Yisrael. Shavuos is coming. Laharois ben avshenu, hachayfet hagadol, the tremendous shifa, the tremendous chayfets. For that great day. אל היועים הליך פה להליך סבל לגעים. כאבו את איש עצר, וגים נתור אל מוסה היובו, כועס הנכס הבאילו, תייץ לחירס, לחירס. Just like that slave, the master has now told him 427 days left to your slavery. He's in the war, he sleeps in a little cellar at night. You see on the wall. Waves it in, one more day down, 426 to go. No way. The day's coming. Or to bring it to modern times, the clock, the wedding clock. You get it, everybody, if you don't get it, it's your money back guarantee. You should get it from your shver, your shviga, or from your kala. You get your wedding clock, it's called a new thing today. You get engaged, and they count it down, boy, side. Days, hours, minutes, and seconds. But then it's the opposite, you go from chayus to av, the dog touch. Anyway, for the maisa, you count down the days. He's counting the days down. He can't wait to that glorious day of his chasana. 17 days to go. Rose Castle. Tuesday night. Can't wait. Getting married. I'm getting out of that dormitory. Anything to get out of the dormitory. It was cleaned 17 weeks ago. Baruch Hashem. Still find my way. Still find my way out the door, Baruch Hashem. He's counting the days down. It's coming. It's coming. Closer. What does it mean for us today? Very nice. That was Kabbalah Satori Zed. Five stories in the Chinuch we see. And Mashmid Yushalmi Rosh Hashanah Zeyoichit. Every single year of Oisai. Every single year, it's a new Kabbalah Satoira. It's a new opportunity, to Makabal Toira, to get our Chelek in Toira. Once said, maybe that could be the Taich. We say over by the after the Bracha, Yirotzoin, Shibonet Beis HaMikdosh, we say Chokinet Beis HaMikdosh, Yirotzoin, we say Yirotzoin, Shibonet Beis HaMikdosh, Yomeinu, we say Chokinet Beis HaMikdosh, right, we say at the after the Sorach Mon Yasma and Avodas Beis Amidus Mekoyim, right? I mean, Avodas Beis Amidus Mekoyim, we say at the end of the Sphira, was the Shaykhus, we always say to the Sphira, Ayin Shmita, it's Lansina. Why are we saying it? Remember, Mr. Mishpat Brewer, Tyson and Megillah, we had asked the Kasha. I once wanted to say, maybe the Pshat is that Fakert, in order to understand that if we're for a Lord, the Tchilat, the counting, is not for just Stam a sphere to the time of the oil. It's a counting to a Tam Aymen HaSinai. It's a counting to a Tzkabol HaTorah. So the Maiso, we know that in order to be Zirchot to Achelik in Torah, it's not just Stam a deal like every day. On according to a lot of Mephorshim, a lot of Svarim HaKdoshim, on Shavuos, it means nigs on a person how much Torah he's going to get for that year. It's the Yom HaDin, the Shlo HaKadosh says on Torah. Shavuos is the Yoyim Adin Anoira on Torah. How much Torah are you going to get this year? Rosh Hashanah, Ba'abah Prokham Olam Ninon, Rosh Hashanah, Dr. Zayin, the Mishnah, Ba'abah Prokham Ninon, on Pe'atzeres, on Pe'os Ha'ilon, on this, on Chag, Nidon Alamayim, Rosh Hashanah, Olam Ninon, and Vanov. But at the end of the day, so to Shlo HaKadosh on Shavuos, it's a nidoin, how much time? How much time are we going to have? And a person who's a ben toira, be'etzem, these days should be days, like the Chinuch says, shifa, be shoyef, shoyef. When's it coming? When's it coming? When is it going to be the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give me my chelek in toira? And that's the Pshat HaRachem of Yasam Ono, because in order to be Zohar, the embassy in Chelek and Torah, it's only been based on Mikdash. But we say every day in Davening, everybody never really thought of it. Never thought of that one rabbi, good kasha. We say, Shibonah based on Sechel Gemma Surah 7, what's the Shayat Zohar? Nice one, he snuck it in over there, based on Mikdash, Sechel Gemma Surah, what's the kasha? Going, and that's not for now to go into it, but the Yisoyat Dvarim is, that in order to be Zohar to HaChelek, we need the Kedusha, we need the Shechina here, So mir to all the bizon to ames a khalek in toira it darf to shibon be samigdash. Don't be so good to be ames a khalek in toira when the tour when the tire the kedush is here when the call come that shchina we can be so to each and every one's khalek in toira and sit on every shvuis. We want to be so good to that madrager boy said of ames a toira to a khalek in toira we ask the kedush bo bring down the base amigdash that we can be so good not just down to another shtickle chelik, but to our emes a chelik in Torah, that each and every one of us has, that we're entitled to, that we stood on our Sinai there, and each one was promised a chelik in Torah, we have a chelik. With the Nachas Sfira, I think it is, at the end of Avodah Zarah, speaks about, in Nachas Yankiv, Rashi used to always quote, at the end of Avodah Zarah, there's a space of Nachas Yankiv, Akdomah to others, he said that there are people here to, in this generation who are answering kashas, that the previous generation didn't answer. They're oymen on the kudus, they didn't answer. They weren't oymen. You look through the sfarm. Good kasha. Let's open up the koivitz. Don't find the koivitz. Why is it the koivitz? It's your chelik and toivah. It's your chelik and toivah. Each and every one of us has a chelik and toivah. It's not shy at anyone else. Shmuel Lapstein from Wisconsin, there he is. With a good kasha in the Rashba. No one ever thought of that kasha. That's his chedek in Torah. Every single one of us here has a chedek. How would we say, if we prepare in the right oifen? But how do we prepare? How do you prepare for Shavuot Shabbosim? Usfartem lachem! Make a svira. Mimochras ha-Shabbos, yoyim ha-Nifcho, yoyim ha-Trufo, sheva ha-Shabbosim, kvim ha-Stigeno, mimochras ha-Shabbos, ha-Shviz, tisprul ha-Mishabbos. Make a svira. The Svira is supposed to get you in the mode. The Chinuch understands it in the Pashtos that the Pshat is that it's a Svira because every Svira I know I'm being Soifer. And I'm understanding that the Svira is taking me closer to that day of Kabbalah, that Torah, and I understand in that Svira that I'm generating a Moiridik Sheifa if I concentrate on what I'm doing. I'm trying to generate within myself. That's the opposite of the thing. That's what Chazal was talking in the Sefira. Generate within yourselves a she'ifa, a desire, a hope, a focal point, a focus point for each and every one of us to know this is the greatest day of the entire year. Because the whole entire world is totally in Torah. And everything that exists, and everything that we have in our lives is Toyin HaMadreges HaToyinah. This is the day! Are we preparing? Are we being shoye for it? Shir Saima! How you doing? It was last night. I'm sure. I'll wait for the chazan anyway, I'll get it from him. These guys come. Wasn't it just the 28th day of the old man? I can't believe we're up to 40, 41 already. Some days passed. What happened? Third day into the Omer. Can you mind seeing me? What happened? We just started. Bein Azmanim. I'm honest. Bein Azmanim. Shavuos is coming. Bein Azman, Shavuos is coming. But I think he's a Nocha Dayan, I say. Because the Kasha, you'll ask on the Chinuch, that if the Kichspira is supposed to be that we're counting down towards the great day, should the countdown be a countdown? 49, 48, 47 days, 46 days. Why are we counting up? Why are we counting in a way, 1, 2, 3, 4, that's how we count, everybody's doing. That's how, why are we counting that way? So I had a Dehera B'Yisai many years ago in the Amku, maybe the Pashtus of Sfiras Oymer B'Yisai. In the Pashtus, a Dehera, in the Pashtus of what Sfiras Oymer is about. That's the Yisoid. Because I'll say Yoiv Chochma Chakimin. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives Chochma to those who are smart, to those who have Chochma. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives Chochma to those who have Chochma. The obvious question is, how do you get the first Chochma? What does that mean? Kodesh Baruch Hu gives Chochma to those who are Chakimin. Pasuk in Daniel. What's the Taich of Yisrael? The up Taich. This is many different pshatim. Over this yisoid, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us Torah of Yisrael, and that we have to realize that he's the noise in that Torah, and that's going to be started on Kishvuz, that he wants to give it to us because it's his. He gave it to Kal Yisrael, but he retains the right to give it every year. Baruch HaTorah Hashem Noisein HaTorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Torah to the one that wants Torah. Yoiv Chochma L'Chakimin means that a person understands and a person wants with his utmost desire to be great in Torah. But where does that start? Where does it start? It starts a little bit beforehand. When a person appreciates Zman. When he appreciates what time represents. Because if a person doesn't appreciate time, he's not machshiv his time. So then there's no HaKadosh Baruch Hu not going to waste Torah on you. Because you're just going to waste it. And God will often bittle Torah Yoyse. If you arise, it's not the Medrash Reish Eicha, Vita HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll give a raish v'loy bita on bittul Torah. That means a person wastes. Bittul, wastes. We're not talking that a person doesn't need the time for his own, whatever he needs, the exercise, the eating, the sleeping, whatever he needs. But the waste of time. The opportunity to use the time. The opportunity to take an hour Seder and learn. And that's all you can learn, an hour or 2 hours a day, but to use it out to its fullest, that's called being machshiv zman. And in order to get to the first level of desire for Torah, you have to be a person who's machshiv zman. Because the first mitzvah in the Torah, what spoke out, is the chashivas of zman. Because everything starts with that. Because if there's no Zman, there's no Seder HaZman, if everything's just whenever I'll get around to doing it, or whenever I feel like it, or whenever I'll just get my body out of the bed already, it's 4 o'clock, I think it's about time I'll stop sleeping. I can't sleep too much longer, I'm going to get back aches. Whatever, I'll be machshiv zman. So that's the chokhmah, Rabbi Yisrael. We understand and we appreciate that time was given for living, for using it out. Somebody said once a great line, Rabbi Yisrael, once said it over. One of my talmidim heard it from somebody else, but it was such a beautiful line, Rabbi Yisrael. You take a watch, Rabbi Yisrael, you look at a watch. They have the hours, the minutes and the seconds of Yisrael. Right? So the hours, you have a smaller hand, and the minutes you have a bigger hand, and the seconds is even a bigger hand. The greater the person is, the one who's machshiv seconds. And the more, and the person who's also chashiv, he's machshiv the minutes. And the person's chashiv more the hours, but the one who's machshiv the seconds is the God only the cool on the because every second counts. Every second is precious. We're not holding by the seconds and maybe not the minutes and maybe some of us by the hours. But to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us so much time. Maybe, just maybe, Rabbeinu Pikashvus. The mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmid is to take time out of thinking. We start another day past. It's another day of life. Another day. Count the days, but be cognizant that the day passed just now. The day in my life passed. What did I accomplish with that day? How much did I use out that day? What do you mean, Rebbe? It's a great day. Someone was telling me, I had a great Shabbos. I got my mom's this week. A great Shabbos. Wow, what'd you do? Maybe you had a big oinik Shabbos. I slept 14 hours. I had a great Shabbos. That was the news. A great Shabbos. Can you imagine a good man in a bad Shabbos? You could have slept 18 hours. You were cheated out. You could have done 2 bagels. You could have gone to sleep and woke up $5 on Sunday morning. Gewaldig! A Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai. We're going to have an in Shabbos this week, Rabbi Yisai. A whole Shabbos should go by. A whole Shabbos. And a guy doesn't open up a Siddur! I didn't say a Sefer, but I said, Udayik Lishoini. A Siddur! Didn't get around to it this time. Maybe next Shabbos. Just one Shabbos, and we'll sing all day about just one Shabbos. Get up! And then you open and say, Yom Tadai, Baruch Hashem. He got up, Baruch Hashem, he stretched out at 10:30, he was able to make the last minion on the block. And then he comes and has a whole day now, Shabbos afternoon. What do we do in the summers for Shabbos afternoon? This is one of the scientists that's got together and are analyzing the issue. What do we do in a long summer afternoon? Put the bifocals on. Did we get a 72-page, you know, what was that, Moby Dick? 485-page book. Finish it in 2 Shabbos. And, like, make the extra effort. Or I get a big newspaper, and after the chillin', sit around on the couch and just read away, everybody said, till I fall asleep. I wake up and fall asleep, what about a newspaper? It's gewaldig. Whole Shabbos, long Shabbos, everybody said, take the nap. You make a seder on Shabbos, everybody said. I guarantee it, money back guaranteed, you'll feel a difference after the Shabbos will be uplifting, everybody said, guaranteed. Time just passes by. Everybody say, give me some of that time. Everybody say, you can lend it to me in a loan with Arev. I'll give you Arev. I want to borrow some of that time. So much time is wasted. Everybody say, so much of our lives. Friday, the free day, we call it, right? Friday is the free day. Just days, you know, Thursday, close on Thursday afternoon. Sunday afternoon, we get it back open again. Thursday, Sunday, Gewaldig. Open it up again. Where was I holding? Oh, I see. I just wrote something under that word. Here he is. Oh, I'm holding over here. And Yeshua says, they have a whole week at the Chazer, everything. Reb Shach used to spend the whole Friday night, stay up all, I think, all night. They Chazer everything from the week. Imagine the feeling of us that had a whole week you learned. Say, Musa, Halacha, Mr. Brunner, 2.5 blocks of Sukkah you learned. They take Friday night and Shabbos, you chaser everything from the beginning to end. Can you imagine how you feel after Shabbos? It's unbelievable. You came after all week, you exerted yourself, you spent the whole time. And now after the whole week, you spend Friday and Shabbos chasing everything. Great idea, brilliant. I mean, it's still a pleasure. But the Maisi did it, right? Both times he did it. You come after Shabbos, you know you can borrow. You feel so much elevated, you feel a different person. Is that, I'm not speaking out, you know, it's not a rocket science, though. It's a partial equation, both times. You spend the time of the Shabbos chazering, going over everything you did the week. Shabbos, you'd be mamshan, you feel different like that for the weekend. But what come on when you're learning when you know, it starts with a samach. Soitam, sukkah, it's something like that. He doesn't remember you come out what he's learning anymore. It's because the person, the hefsek, his man is wasted. And because Baruch Hu deals with that very strictly in Yom, if you're going to leave me for a day, Yomayim Azveka, I leave you also. If you're going to go away from me, so the pshat is not pshat after 2 days. You're 2 days away, you're 4 days away, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu also distanced 2 days away. And you're so far from what you were kid up in the campus, there's no hemshech. There's no shtayv. Because so much time it goes to Vatala. And it represents Machshav, this man. Kodesh Baruch Hu sees how much time is precious, how much hour. He uses out the hour and the days. and the Shaposim, whenever he has a chance, okay, each one of the people, you need your rest, and you need everything, masking, get your 4 hours of sleep on Shabbos, sleep 4 hours, till 12 to 5, but I'll give you the schedule, sleep 5, I'll give you an extra hour, but you still can learn another hour on Shabbos, but have no plan, nothing, just wasting. It's a mood, it's a time. And it's a mood, that you're not shoyif. For if you would be shoyif, if you have the she'ifa, for godless, time would be of essence to you. You want to use it out to the fullest. You want to spend as much time as possible. By the Gemara, or by any safe that makes you, turns you on. But if it's not, so it's going to go into the waste. Into the waste paper basket. All that time of this. And you look back after many years, and you get older, and you see how much time, years, what did I do, what did I accomplish? You see Bachrun, who are mamish 4 or 5 years, they accomplished unbelievable amounts. You wouldn't believe it. And you see other guys, it's not going anywhere, it's not moving anywhere. What's the difference? The recipe is one thing. This guy's machshiv his man, this guy's not. It goes to waste, and everything goes to waste. Usfaratem lochem. The sphere is for you. The sphere is your preparation. The sphere is your chance to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much you really want it. How much? Be honest with yourself. And if I don't want it, I have to go deep inside and find out now. Because this should be the thing that all of us, that even every one of us, should be wanting with our utmost. How many times do we repeat every night? Avos Olam, Avtonu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you loved us. Chukim u'Mishpatim, you gave us the most precious gift, which is your Torah. We understand that this is the most precious thing in the world. We'll be shoyif for it. If we're not shoyif, there's something wrong there. We obviously don't think it's the most precious thing in the world. Because the more precious it is, the more a person wants it with his utmost desire. And if we're not, we have to make a bedikas chometz. What's preventing us? What's stopping us? What's holding us back? The gdolim, oh, to the history. Anybody who became anything in life, anyone, you go around to any gogol, any choshev ben Torah, what was his success? The fact that he used his Torah problem. The fact he had storm to learn on Shabbos, on Bein HaZmanos. On Fridays and Shabbos. Fridays and Shabbos, Rabbi Yisrael. I remember as a bocha, I was a bocha to the R. My favorite day was Fridays. I had to get dressed early, go to the base medrash, and chap around the whole day. No one could learn what you want and where you want. No one, no Rebbe on top of your head. Do these man, McCoyim is such an opportunity of a day. But at least, if you can't do that, an hour. Keep the retzifas, keep it going strong. Show the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and on a day when there's no Mashkiach, and on a day when there's no Rebbe looking on, and on a day when there's no even Avrech that I have, that Rebbe Shlomo had to give me another Avrech for the afternoon Seder, from 6 o'clock to 6:05 to hold my hand, another 5 minutes, I didn't have that Avrech either, I still could come on my own, I come here and learn something. It's difficult. 15 minutes start this week. Next week I can build up to a half hour. You'll see after a while, you have to say, I'm Kishmari. Take another bacha with you. But realize, Rabbi Yisrael, every Torah is munachas b'terem's office. There's no person here, and there's no person in the history of the world is going to tell you that the reason why I'm successful in my learning is because my father, my grandfather, they might have davened for me, but every person did it on his own. Torah is munachas, anybody here, and everybody here can become great in Torah. The one ingredient that it takes is fa'ata. Make your days count. Use out the day to the fullest. Maybe that's what we're counting up. We're counting that each day is in one day, a second day, a third day. Each and every day that we use it out, we're counting it towards our shleimus, to our godlus, to our chashivus, to our being machshav that day, as one day in the building of our godlus. In the building of our the Adam that we're going to become, that we're trying to become. We're building a new person, as we spoke last week. We're going from the Matzah of Behemoth to Mincha Sa'irin, to the Matzah of Mincha Chadosho, that we're new. We're a new person on your Shavuos. We're new people. We're getting new Torah. That's what we have. To gain or to lose. It's our choice. We can build ourselves up every single day by march of that day during this time and make ourselves into new people, humans. Or we could waste more time and show how little lack of chashivus we have. And show how much it doesn't mean to us. It's not easy. No one will tell you it's easy. No one will tell you that it comes naturally. Some people have the schuz, maybe, that it's a little bit, but most people it's hard work. And no one likes hard work. But the opportunity is there for everyone to etch every single day. Can become another day in the opinion of Shlomo Rosenfeld, Yitzchak Huni, whatever his name is, to build that Odom that is Zeicho on Shavuos to be crowned with the Kesser Torah. Usfartem Lochem, this sphere is for you to become that Mincha Chadosha, to become that new person. That person that became elevated. That person that became that unshackled himself from the laziness, from the wasting of time, from not using out his life to the fullest. This is what's at stake. This is what we have the opportunity. The Siyata Dishmaya these days is moiridik for these, this midra poisa. Everybody knows that the Svaras speak out that every day of the 49 days, there are 48 ways of working. Now the wisdom each day is another day. One day. That means the passes the Siyata Dishmaya each day to accomplish something in those midras. You don't reach shlemus in that midra, but to get somewhere in those midras are poisa. To build the Tzuras Ha'odah. The shlemus Ha'odah. Usfaratim Lachem, count for yourselves. Because this counting can change your lives. You can be a Mincha Chadosh on Shavuos. You can be Zeicha. That on this Shavuos Hashem crowns you. Hashem says, I see this guy. You know what? After he heard that Shmuz, he thought about it a little bit. And he started to make that extra effort to come a little bit earlier to save him. Get out of the bed in the morning with a little bit more bread. And even though it was different, he started the day on a fresh start. And slowly I see the rotzi. I see the desire that he wants. He's going to be Zeich. To be crowned on Shavuos. To be the one who walks away from Shavuos with his chayim. May we be Zeich.